It's Friday, October the 23rd, 2020. Welcome to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Boucheau, a podcast designed to help you start your daily devotion with a biblically focused intention. Here's Pastor Chuck.
Greetings. Today we look at Acts 15, 36 through 41. After some days, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let us return and visit the brethren in every city in which we proclaim the word of the Lord and see how they are." Barnabas wanted to take John, called Mark, along with them also, but Paul kept insisting that they should not take him along, who had deserted them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to the work. And there occurred such a sharp disagreement that they separated from one another, and Barnabas took Mark with him and sailed away to Cyprus. But Paul chose Silas and left, being committed by the brethren to the grace of the Lord. And he was traveling through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. Well, this episode isn't very flattering of the missionaries. These two ginormous leaders of the rapidly expanding early church had a proverbial knockdown, drag-out quarrel. The inclusion of this account in Acts shows us that God wasn't interested only in providing history that flattered his people. He could have led Luke to cause this to be lost to history by simply saying that Paul went in one direction with Silas while Barnabas went another direction with John Mark. But he didn't do that. He showed the dispute in all of its ugliness. Paul and Barnabas, heroes of the previous chapters and advocates in Jerusalem for salvation by grace alone, got so angry that they went their separate ways. The power team split. One of the many lessons embodied in this account is the importance of humility, regardless of how much success God grants us. Paul and Barnabas were the cream of the early church crop, the top of the heap, and yet they are the ones acting like juvenile middle schoolers. We must remain humble and dependent on the Spirit of God at all times. All times. We never become so mature that we are not susceptible to the temptations of Satan. Neither can we take time to coast spiritually. To relax is to run the risk of being T-boned by foolishness. This is a shameful episode, and the fact that it stands in Scripture should not make us afraid to say so. On the contrary, its scriptural status should be interpreted as a sign that the Bible itself is warning us against allowing such a thing to happen. When Paul writes, as he often does in his letters, about the dangers of anger, bursts of rage, and so on, he must many times have looked back on this incident and hung his head in shame. This conflict centered around John Mark and how he had performed on their previous trip. He hadn't made it very far at all before abandoning them and returning home. Evidently, his excuse for returning home wasn't very impressive. When Paul suggested to Barnabas that they return to visit the churches established during their first trip, Barnabas agreed and suggested they again allow John Mark to accompany them. Paul's response was uncompromisingly negative. They couldn't, in his mind, afford to waste time and resources on someone who had failed to stay the course the first time. Barnabas, a man who had often demonstrated grace, obviously disagreed. Paul wouldn't budge. They arrived at an impasse impossible to resolve, so they went their separate ways. We know about what happened with Paul and Silas because Luke, the writer of this book, accompanied them. I look forward to learning one day the details of the efforts of Barnabas and Mark. While we don't know the details of the missionary endeavors of Barnabas and Mark, we do get some idea of how Mark performed later in life. In fact, his conduct was significant enough to lead Paul to have a major change of heart. In the last paragraph of Paul's last letter, soon before his death, he mentioned Mark. Paul was writing 2 Timothy just before his martyrdom at the hands of the Romans. In fact, five verses before this mention of Mark, he wrote the following, quote, "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come." That's in 2 Timothy 4:6. As he was nearing death, he made the following request in 2 Timothy 4:11. "Only Luke is with me. Pick up Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for service." End quote. First, I want to yet again commend Barnabas. As Barnabas and Mark set off on their missionary work, Mark understood that Barnabas had split with Paul over him. How much do you think that influenced him to remain strong in his commitment? Again, Barnabas means son of encouragement. Here he is, once again, encouraging a struggling brother in Christ. Second, I want to commend Paul. Mark did indeed prove that Barnabas was correct in believing in him, so much so that he became a valuable ministry partner and brother to Paul. Paul wasn't so proud as to refuse to serve with Mark when Paul himself was proved wrong about Mark. Mark went on to be used powerfully of God in the first generation of the church. There are only four authors of the four Gospels, and he's one of the four. Thank you, Barnabas.
Thank you for listening to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Boucheau. Our hope is that this program will help you kickstart your own time alone with God each day. We invite you to use it to set your mind on the things of Him. If you have any questions about this episode or other biblical matters, please feel free to email Pastor Chuck directly at chuck@broadmoor.tv.